This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I recently got back from working in a community hospital in the southwest portion of Uganda, near the intersection of Uganda, Rwanda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. The hospital was started 20 years ago by Dr. Scott Kellerman, a California pediatrician, and his wife, Carol. He says their goal was to set up a healthcare facility to care for the Batwa, the local indigenous people.
They're very much impoverished. Our first studies indicated that they had a life expectancy only, when everything's computed, to the age of 28. 38% of the kids were dying before the age of 5. And they had an average income of $25 a year. Mm-hmm. So they had no access to health care, no access to education, no clean water, housing was poor, and essentially they were starving.
The Batwa lived for centuries in the mountainous rainforests of southwest Uganda. Their staunch independence and a symbiotic relationship with the forest protected them from the outside world. As nomadic hunter-gatherers, they coexisted with the mountain gorillas and other wildlife.
They ate the yams, they had honey, they had all the other whatever herbs they needed, and medicinal herbs they needed, for their health purposes, were available to them in the park.
In the 1990s, the Batwa were displaced to an area outside the rainforest as a part of a conservation movement to protect the endangered mountain gorillas and their habitat.
It's easier to patrol a park if the only people in there are trekking to gorillas and have a permit. Anybody else is considered a poacher. And as a result, the Batwa lost their homeland. When the park was conserved, they became conservation refugees.
The problem was that the Batwa had no skills as farmers. And from a health perspective, they no longer had access to their traditional herbs and treatments.
I have to say some of them are pretty effective for inducing labor, for treating malaria, for treating fevers.
We couldn't find somebody to translate the Batwa language well enough for an interview, but after 20 years working with the Batwa, Dr. Kellerman describes their indigenous system of health care.
They seek care primarily through the traditional healers. They call them Abafumu. Several years ago, we started working with the Abafumu traditional healers, and we meet with them regularly, and we allow the Abafumu to practice their art and their craft, but we work in collaboration. At least now the Abafumu refer the patients that they think deem are problematic with malaria or diarrhea or pneumonia or childbirth, things that they think they can't handle, to our institution.
So the big challenge is to understand the Batwa culture and their values. The goal is to offer Western health care, for example, immunizations and medications, that aren't forced on the Batwa, but are being offered as a solution to problems they identify and they want to address. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.